joining us today, Lucy Smith. Hello, Lucy. And who did you bring with you?
I brought Kyle Waterman.
I knew we recognized that guy.
He's a man with a great track record and a wonderful resume here in community service for the Kalispell and Flathead. And we are talking about Rotary, as you can tell by my shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the things that I love about Rotary is that we partner among our clubs to actually do more work and do it better. And one of the things that we have all in all of our area clubs, one of our focuses is mental health and the well-being of our young people in particular, but of families and all individuals. And so I'm going to turn the microphone over to Kyle, who is the president of Daybreak Rotary Club, mm-hmm. to talk about the project that he is heading up for all of us. It's called the Bluebird Project. And we all have heard many things because the Nate Shute Foundation and others have done such a great job with helping us with awareness and prevention of suicide among teens. And they have also expanded their services so that it really looks holistically. The Bluebird mm-hmm. Project is a postvention care program. And Kyle has been involved in this for quite some time. So I'm going to let you take it away and tell us more.
Good morning. Thank you, Lucy. Good to see you, John and Robin.
All right, thanks.
Happy to be in service in Rotary, and part of Daybreak Rotary has been a really important part of my time here in Kalispell, because I do think that Rotary is actually one of those places where we create community, and that's how we create health. And mm-hmm. some of the things that I've learned from just becoming Rotary president and some of our training and our Rotary International priorities are about how mental health, and our Rotary president, Gordon McMillan, has made mental health a priority. Just the talk that Rotarians should be able to talk about themselves, and how are we doing, how are we doing mm-hmm. today, and how do we have those conversations as we build community in our town. So happy to talk a little bit about Bluebird Boxes here.
Sure.
So Bluebird Boxes, as Lucy mentioned, I've been involved in our Flathead County Suicide Task Force for a couple of years now. Unfortunately, we had that string of a cluster of suicides a couple of years ago. And that was a spot where the Nate Shute Foundation and many others, the county as well, came together to have some conversations about what we could do postvention. We do talk a lot about prevention and what we can mm-hmm. do to identify signs, but it's really important to make sure that we follow up and show up for families who are touched by suicide and the survivors of suicide, because it's a major event, which unfortunately in a lot of taboo senses, we don't talk about enough.
Mm-hmm.
So I can just sort of talk. I mean, the Nate Shute Foundation and Casey Howard from the Nate Shute Foundation is the chair of the Flathead Suicide Task Force, along with Logan Health and others. And we also have somebody who is a lived survivor of suicide, Jude Cobble, who really came up with this idea. And part of it was that Jude, from her personal experience, realized it was hard to find the resources when you're touched by suicide, and when suicide happens in your family. You didn't expect that crisis. And so when you're starting to seek for the services and what you can have, Bluebird Boxes is actually a physical box that it can be delivered, and you can contact right now. The Nate Shute Foundation is sort of sponsoring this program. And it is for Flathead residents to make sure that people can connect with the services. We give them quite literally a physical box, mm-hmm. which is full of some things that make you feel comfortable and good, but also resources and literature. Unfortunately, suicide is such a hard and personal experience. We don't always know how to find the words to have those conversations. But how do you have those words with your children? How do you have those conversations with your families? But personally, what I've learned about the Bluebird Box is it's a way to show up to a hard conversation.
You know, the thing that strikes me is hospice care, which I think is maybe the best thing we do in our entire healthcare system, which is kind of weird, but in any event, one of the things they do is, of course, they assist people as they are preparing to die. And afterwards, they're right there for the family for a whole year afterwards, making sure that they're getting the counseling they need, making sure they're okay. Gosh, when my dad died, for the first time in my life, I was a 50-year-old orphan. And, you know, they were right there. Every month I got a phone call. Every month I got some type of communication from them So what you're doing strikes me as kind of a similar thing, but the results are much more difficult to accept.
Every tragedy is unique within itself, and experiencing suicide is a very different and hard conversation, mainly because it doesn't always follow that same trajectory of tragic loss mm-hmm. and those grief cycles that we talk about, because sometimes there's anger or guilt or just a lot of questions.
Yeah.
So we've been working, the task force has been able to work with first responders. Jude Cable actually goes and has been working with Braveheart Ministries to make sure that these support services get out to the community. And then let me just talk really quickly, like the other things that are really important is that there are support groups. It is called Solace, and Solace is a peer-on-peer support group for suicide survivors. Mm-hmm. To be able to get together, and we part of what my club was able to do was not only to kickstart funding 500 of these boxes to make sure that the resources were available, but also to help Bluebird Boxes and Solace, the peer-on-peer support groups, have a home here in Kalispell. So that's going to be at Christ Church Episcopal, which is over on 2nd Avenue East. The Red Door Church. Yeah. Thank you, Lucy. Yeah. And they meet on the second and fourth Tuesdays of the month at 7 p.m. There are other ways to find out about this information at nateshute.org and be able to check out their website and what the resources are. But also, September is Suicide Awareness Month. So do know that, I mean, there is going to be the Out of the Darkness Walk, which is hosted by the American Foundation of Suicide Prevention. That happens this Sunday, and there's meeting at the middle school at 1 o'clock. Jude Cobble from Bluebird Boxes is going to be one of the speakers at that.
All right.
But I think that that's a point to be able to sit and talk about how, unfortunately, the suicide, they say, touches up to about 30 individuals. And so I think it's important to show up into those conversations. Unfortunately, a couple of years ago, we had a spike and we were talking about this a lot. And I think it's important for us to be able to talk about how we show up and make sure we ask those conversations of how are you doing today? And just to know that there are resources for our families and those in need, that they can have a community and some space to really take what's a hard journey. Like you say, we have things for hospice. We have ways that we show up for people who have cancer. We should be able to find the same ways to be able to do that around suicide.
The question, and I think the thing you're bringing up here is for the survivors, those who need to try to get some understanding of what happened here. Mm-hmm. We can't ask the individual what's wrong with them anymore or what's bothering them anymore. So it's just one of those questions that probably is never going to get fully answered.
I agree with you that it's a hard journey, but I do think that it's important. I can see how psychology and why we end up pushing away the conversation because it's really hard. And yeah. I have some friends who are survivors, or family members of suicide. And those are hard, heavy conversations to join into, but it's also important to go for the walk, be able to celebrate Thanksgiving, be able to make sure that your holidays and everything is together. And what I've discovered in showing up for those conversations, sometimes they're very hard, but sometimes you're laughing. And that's important, to be able to show people that you care and not ignore a situation. And I think that, unfortunately, that just happens too often around suicide, that we ignore the situation, we don't talk about it, and it becomes a large elephant in a room for any family.
Yeah.
It's kind of like having a terminal illness in the family and never really having that conversation. It's like everybody being in denial. In this case, after the fact, honoring the individual, the good things.
That's exactly it, Robin. I mean, I think back in the time, we used to not talk about cancer. It used to be such a taboo subject that nobody would really share or admit. And I think that's important when it comes down to mental health issues.
We've got to be careful we don't talk about cancer. We might get it.
And that's...
thinking. I know it sounds absurd, but that was the thinking.
And I'm just saying it's evolved. And I think that it's important that we can remember that we can talk about our mental health. Mm-hmm. Just like we would talk about being a survivor of cancer, and to be able to break that taboo down.
So Kyle, kind of walk through the mechanics of all this now, how people get plugged into the Bluebird Project.
So the Bluebird Boxes, again, you can go to the nateshutefoundation.org. They have a website, and they on that there's a page to request a Bluebird box if you mm-hmm. know of someone or feel that this is a service that you would like. Also know that there is Solace, which is a peer-on-peer support group. They meet on Tuesdays on the second and fourth month, second and fourth Tuesday of each month, okay. over at the Christ Church Episcopal, the okay. church with the red door in, right. in downtown Kalispell. All of that, again, is available on the NateShootFoundation.org's website, and that's where you can start to connect into that. But if you know of somebody, reach out, and we can be able to get these, because these boxes have also connected into our school resources and into our okay. first responders.
I just checked the calendar, so the next opportunity is next Tuesday.
That would be it.
Yeah. So. I just, second and fourth, you know, I'm a wizard when it comes
to
math.
And the idea of Solace and what Jude and what we're trying to do is yeah. create a space where you can at least find somebody who has the same experience or mm-hmm. a shared experience. Yeah. Because I think all of us... in multiple yeah. ways, if you haven't seen somebody else who's walked down the same journey that you have, it's hard to believe that everything is going to be okay. And I do think that it's important to understand that these conversations are heavy. So if you have any just response in talking about this conversation or listening to this radio, make sure you seek help mm-hmm. and have those conversations. I know that this might be one of those spaces.
Yeah, one thing I want to point out here is that from what you're saying, it appears that Nate Shute is the lead on all of this. This is where the biggest gateway.
I mean, Nate Shute is a lead for our community. Mm-hmm. I do think that it's important to recognize that Logan Health has been showing up into this
okay.
conversation.
All right.
That since the Suicide Task Force showed up, I actually first attended these meetings with Mayor Johnson, Sheriff Haino, and we have so many.
Right. First responders
in general.
Solace, mm-hmm. and there's a lot.
So there's a large community, and Rotary is joining into that conversation. I think that unfortunately we've all recognized that we've had a lot of stress over the last couple of years.
We sure have.
And I think that being able to break down those barriers and having that conversation, mm-hmm. it really is, mental health is sort of our second epidemic right. that we've been worried about.
And one of the reasons that I'm really happy about this project that Kyle brought to our attention is that we have 6 area Rotary clubs, and there's a lot of Rotarians. That's just a lot of people in the community who can now be much more aware and who can be involved and who can support these projects. We'll support them financially, but we'll also then be seeking some of our own training to help us understand things better. We'll have programs within our Rotary clubs, and we'll be doing some of the things Kyle is saying, is having it become more natural and normal for us to actually reach out to each other. Because it, you're right, when you're in a crisis, you feel like you're the only one.
Oh.
And so this is also... you know, motivating another 200 people in the community to understand and to look for opportunities to help.
Yes. All
so,
right.
Again, there's the walk this Sunday. I think that's an yeah. important time mm-hmm. for people to connect with services. There is the Solace peer-on-peer. But there's also Rotarians and families and friends out there.
That's good to know. Yeah. Kyle, thanks so much for what you're doing. We really appreciate it. Lucy, as always, thanks so much.
You're welcome. Thank you. And thanks, right. Callie.
And your watch matches your sparkles on your Rotary shirt.
Yeah, of course, I didn't do that on purpose.
No, of course not.
I dress up for the radio.
Yeah. The queen of bling.
Yeah.